Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This international chart-topping podcast is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all our platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, and many more. You can also catch Talk with Turk on Power 109 Radio every other Sunday. Download the app and tap in. Do you want the tea? Well, simply Talk with Turk, bish. Just talk with me.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I had, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
All new, all new, all talk with Turk. Power 109 Radio.
Tune in 24/7. Power 109 Radio.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being with my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk bitch underscore gonna talk about here you go crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk bitch underscore.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to an all-new episode of Talk with Turk. I know it's been a while, but guess what? We're going to get right back into the swing of things. I have a lot of great content coming your way, and I'm excited to give it to you guys. So you just got to stay with me. Stick with me. Now, y'all know September 30th is International Podcast Day. So Talk with Turk is going to give you an epic show. We're going to talk about Spice versus Erica Mena. We're going to talk about Bethany Frankel. We're going to talk about Beyonce. We're also going to talk about Nicki Minaj, of course, and Pink Friday 2 that's coming out. And the R.H.O.P. Real Housewives of Potomac trailer has dropped. So y'all know I'm going to get into some things. Y'all can hear my paper in the background because, you know, a good podcaster does their research and does what they're supposed to do. So I did what I had to do. All right. So I want to shout out to Power 109 Radio. Thank you guys for continuing to play me every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Power 109 Radio. 5 p.m., you guys. Y'all need to tune in. I got a good mix for you guys. Y'all going to love it. And also at this time, I'm looking for new radio artists. If you want to sign and get your music out there, hit me up. Let's talk business. Let's talk numbers. Let's talk strategy. Let's talk marketing. Let's talk radio play. Okay? All right. So we're going to get into this thing today. We're going to talk about Spice versus Erica Mena. Now, when it comes to Spice and Erica Mena, there has been a great relationship that we've seen blossom on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta and wherever Erica Mena goes, because she goes to every franchise, it seems like. So, you know, during the season, Spice and Safari, they actually sat down, had a talk about child support and things of that nature. And he delivered his own receipts that he is taking care of his children. So Spice was given the notion that Erica Mena may have been lying about everything. So during the time when Spice was given the key to Jamaica, Erica was there, of course, trying to support her. And the conversation came up with Rashida, Kirk, and Y'all know my favorite on Love & Hip Hop, Atlanta, Shekinah. I love her. She's so crazy. She knows what she's doing. She knows how to produce a good show. Shout out to Shekinah. So, Spice shared the info with the group. And the next time that Spice and Erica sat down, they discussed details about the child support and the receipts. And Erica came with her own receipts, and it just got heated. Spice said something to her about her child not wanting to be around her and filming and things of that nature. And Erica responded with the Blue Monkey comment. So y'all know there has been back and forth on social media about who's right, who's wrong. And, you know, Spice was wrong for saying something about her child. Erica was wrong for saying the Blue Monkey comment because it was colorist. It was racist. No matter how you flip it, it was wrong. And I don't think talking about somebody's child not wanting to be around you warranted a comment of that nature. You know, systemically, it sat back our culture, you know, letting a Latina Hispanic woman come in and say different things. She said the N-word before. She's called people roaches and things of that nature. And we all know that those things have a kin to it. So the aftermath was just everybody was giving their own account of what they thought was right, who they thought was wrong. And people thought Spice was wrong. People thought Erica was wrong. And in my opinion, you know, Spice did throw the first blood, but Erica, you could have came with something different. You could have came with something different. Then you even went as far as saying you hope she died. So the finale came, and it just basically showed that Erica Mena did not want to take responsibility. She did, but the thing she was saying on social media after was just giving, I don't give a fuck. I said what I said. And there was a roundtable discussion with all of the members from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta discussing this. And it's very interesting because Mona Scott just recently did an interview saying that she doesn't have power over cuts and what's being produced anymore when it comes to the show. So people are upset at her about how things are playing out. And you can catch me on Angela Yee's podcast, so go and check that out and just get into it more. But when it comes to this, I just feel like, you know, we have to make sure that we don't allow people that's not in our culture to come in and intimidate us or say things that are racist or colorist, because we already have our own internal issues that we're fighting when it comes to the culture. So I just wanted to bring that up. So next we're going to talk about Bethany Frankel and NeNe Leakes. So NeNe Leakes and Bethany Frankel sat down recently on the Just Be podcast, on Bethany Frankel's podcast, which you can catch on the Apple Podcast Network. Anywhere you listen to your podcast, I'm pretty sure she has it uploaded everywhere, Spotify as well. So you go and listen to that podcast. It's a two-part conversation with NeNe Leakes. Now check this little small clip out that I got, y'all.
I had to be honest, looking back, I probably thought I was the favorite. They promised me no one would go into my closet. And I'm telling you, they...
Because you said it. Because you said, don't touch, like to a little kid, don't touch that cookie.
They told those girls to do it. My treatment is 100% different on the show than yours. You had Teresa flipping a table. You had Teresa pushing Andy down. You had girls busting glasses. You got people doing all kinds of stuff. My feelings were they pretty much said, F that
B.
Black bitch, period. Because they... Completely. But Vicky is back over there working and everything is fine. Lisa Vanderpump walk off the show, never return. She still got Vanderpump and she can still sit over there and talk to him all day long if she want to. Teresa can go to prison and stay for 10 years and they'll wait till she get back and then the show will start again. Okay, but the black girls do not get that same treatment.
One day I decided to just not be afraid and open my fucking mouth, because the only person I was protecting in that whole realm was him, and he hasn't been protecting me.
Hello? Hello?
All right, you guys, man. Y'all heard that. This is a NeNe Leakes and Bethany Frankel we've never heard before. So I'm just excited to actually go and sit and listen to the whole thing, because I have not had time to do that just yet. But in terms of the podcast, I can tell you a little bit about what's going to be discussed. Now, neither NeNe nor Bethany have ever been known to shy away from calling it as they see it, so you can imagine the truth being dropped in this episode. Part 1 takes you back to NeNe's childhood and explores her life as she found fame. There was a drastic change for NeNe as she felt the pressure to be glam, rich, and compete with other women. Part 2 begins by detailing the infamous closet scene as Bethany and Nene discuss the ups and downs of what's real, who was wrong, and what can still be made right. So you guys go and check out Part 1 and 2, which is available on Apple. And I know that you guys can tune in, give your feedback, and go on social media and do like everybody else does. Put your opinion in because we want to know what you think. All right, you guys, so moving right along. Beyonce, You Won't Break My Soul. The Renaissance Tour ended in Missouri this week. Now, the tour is estimated to have $4.5 billion generated income. And I want to shout out to Beyonce. They also said every city she went to, they gave out to charities, different organizational groups that, you know, give support to, like, the underprivileged, poverty, things of that nature. So shout out to Beyonce. Now, in her Houston.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Show, it was amazing. It was amazing from the looks of it. Destiny's Child was in the building. All five of Destiny's Child. So you guys, you know, the rumors have going on about them coming back together, which I'm excited to see. Shout out to LaToya Luck and Latavia Robertson, Michelle, shout out to Kelly. All of the girls were in the building in the Houston city. So they were, looks like they're just supporting a girl, you know, like they grew up together, and it's probably just full circle to see everything come back around. And I can only imagine how nostalgic it feels for them, as well as, you know, founding members of Destiny's Child. Now, you know, recently there was a website put up about Destiny's Child's 25th year anniversary, and it has everybody speculating, are they going on tour or what's going on? But all I know is I'm gonna be ready for it, and you guys should be too. I know it's going to be a big thing. I can only imagine. I can feel it. Beyonce is up to something. We about to see what Act 2 is about to give. I already had called it. I said myself that Act 2 would probably be the reunion of Destiny's Child. Because when you think of Renaissance, you think of, like, everybody coming together, having a great time, spreading the love, spreading the joy, spreading the knowledge of the culture. And that's what I think about when I think about Renaissance. Everybody has their own different definition. But shout out to Beyonce. Shout out to Destiny's Child. We're about to see what's going to happen with the return of Destiny's Child. So I'm excited. I know you guys are too. But let's move on. So we're going to discuss the media versus Nicki Minaj, because it just seemed to be a little funny. Everything's going on in the industry. Like, she's putting out a new album, which Pink Friday 2 comes out November 17th, 2023. 2023, all year, motherfucking long. Nicki's gonna be on their motherfucking ass. She already dropped Last Time I Saw You and Big Difference. It's a big difference between me and you. Woo! Ha! I'm on a whole nother level. These bitches can. That bitch said, I'm on a whole nother level. These bitches is out of my league. Bitch, that bitch, listen, she's coming. And the girls better beware. And what they're trying to do in the media right now is always protect black women until it comes to Nicki Minaj. Her own culture, you know, goes against the grain when it comes to her. Like, they always find something in the media to come for her about, whether it's her marriage, whether it's her, you know, business, things of that nature. They're always trying to attack her. And they're putting out in the media these stories around the same time her album is coming out. Y'all have to realize the pattern here. Last time she put out an album, they did the same thing. People were going to pay blogs. They went to pay DJs to, you know, just say negative things about Nicki Minaj, not play her music, this, that, and the third. But, you know, when you have barbs like me who are on the radio, we're going to get that radio play. Yeah. Fuck you thought, hoes. Huh. Nicki Minaj is the queen, and it's just no way around it. And it's been 15, 16 years, y'all. She's not going anywhere until she's ready to retire. She's already said that in her music. Until she's ready to retire, she's going to continue to do what needs to be done. because there's a lackluster type of sound out here when it comes to female rap again. And Nicki Minaj just keeps it fresh because we're tired of hearing the same cadences, the same flows, the same beats from the girls. But Nicki Minaj is giving you something different. So when she delivered with Last Time I Saw You, a different sound, showcasing that she can continue to stand the test of time, make different type of music, have a different sound every time she comes out. What are y'all talking about? Like, y'all don't even know. Listen, these bitches can't count on these bitches accounting. She is not the one, two or the three. You say you look up to her, but really you look up to me. Fuck y'all thought. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So basically, it's her own culture, the black culture, that I see, that I witness all the time coming from her, coming for her, like Breakfast Club. You have Jason Lee, who's really not even a part of the culture, if you want to be honest. Like, different outlets, even like Hot 97 wants to report negative things, and you know the Shade Room always gonna be on it. But recently they still give Nicki Minaj love, you know, shout out to her, you know, giving her love, showcasing her love all the time, but they still report the negative things too, which, you know, is their job if they want to do so. But it's like all these negative reports came out around the time she's saying she's putting out an album, and it just shows that there's a pattern, because the last time she did the same thing, they tried to put out these negative stories about her to overshadow her album rollout, because she's been having a great album rollout so far. And I don't know what these media outlets are talking about, because we know when it's coming, people know the name of it, the visuals so far as the album cover is great, so it's nothing else that you can say. But what I wanted to make a point was that our own black culture, when it comes to Nicki Minaj, is that they systemically add to the institutionalized racism of our own culture. Meaning, like, they praise women of color who aren't black to belittle their own black culture. Or sometimes they praise people who aren't a part of the black culture, but was adopted into the culture to reap the benefits and sustain a little bit of, you know, like, capability, if you want to put it that way, as far as keeping up with who they are, their persona, or if they act black, or if, you know, they're not actually black, they're light skin toned, and they actually maybe have grown up in the hood and they just adopted the black culture over time, they still allow people like that to reap the benefits. Cardi B. You know, and they always try to say Cardi B is black, but it's not about her, but it's actually about her, because people always put Nicki Minaj down in spite of Cardi B. And I feel like that's trash, because Nicki Minaj has been a hard worker. She continues to show you that black women can sustain in their field and dominate in their field. And instead of putting her down and trying to find all these negative stories to post about her when everybody has skeletons in their closet. Yeah, everybody has skeletons in their closet, but they only choose to pick the people that they want to pick on in the media. Because we can sit here and pick out Cardi B's skeletons about her drugging and raping men, which we have the footage for that still. I still have the footage for it where she's admitting to it. We also seen that she's been to court for being involved in sending a hit on two women, two strippers in a club. She went to court for that as well. And continuously being in the media for negative things, she's also been that type of person as well. But the media only wants to pick on Nicki Minaj, and I feel like that's just trash. But on my show, we're not gonna do that. We're gonna pinpoint everybody's skeleton, since we wanna pinpoint out the queens, the queen of rap. The fuck? She is the queen of rap. We don't care what y'all saying. We don't care how y'all feel. No matter how much a bitch can dress, or people put in clothes and put on big wigs like Cardi B, just because y'all like how she looks doesn't mean she has the talent. And I praise talent. I don't praise fashion. I like fashion when it comes with the talent, or if you're talented enough and we know that you're not just doing fashion just because, you know, people that actually are into fashion and knows their threads, okay? Like, those are the people that I respect. Y'all only respect Cardi B because she has a team that puts her together that looks good. Nicki Minaj can go out in a simple dress, still look the fuck good, still be talked about, and she has the talent to match it. And if somebody wanted to put her in these fashionable gowns like Cardi B, they can. They can, because have y'all seen Cardi B's body as well? Y'all try to say Nicki Minaj's body can't fit in. Have y'all seen that discombobulated body of Cardi B's? I know you have. So, but we're not here to talk about that rat anymore. Nicki Minaj's album Pink Friday 2 is coming out November 17th, 2023. Make sure y'all go and pre-save already on Spotify and Apple Music. Now moving along again, The Real Housewives of Potomac trailer dropped. Let's take a listen.
We are all black women, yes. And we're all going through our different things in our lives, and we're gonna embrace that, okay? We're gonna keep Potomac weird, okay? We don't care.
Do you want me to stop dancing?
No, never.
Hot the city is tight, and get that booty right. Ah! Oh my God! I would like to introduce you to Demi and Diamond.
Who at the table swallows?
There is a new grand dame of Potomac.
If only it were that simple. This season on The Real Housewives of Potomac. I had a contact high with Ganji.
Open up, Giselle. I'm wide open.
Bam! I got your mole with the two pieces of hair coming out.
I did that too!
Ladies, this is my friend Neko I was telling you about.
Hello, everyone.
How are you?
My daddy's a rich bitch, and he made sure his daughter was a rich bitch too.
Thanks for buying me a $2 million house.
I most definitely think that you married Michael for his money.
Did you marry Gordon for his money?
I might have.
I actually had retained a divorce attorney.
I come to bed and you're sleeping.
Yeah, because you come to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Why do I feel so guilty?
I feel like you're ready and prepared to go to college.
Yeah.
But it is like ripping my heart out.
Oh, God, I need you to find some new tricks, okay?
You are the trick. The mother who is suing me is still married to the woman sitting in there. Kiss my
okay,
ass.
Okay, walk away so I can see it.
Own me.
That is so amateur.
Why was in the nail salon? Why was in the laundromat? Why was at the hotel? That's a wrong moment.
People always got something to say. I don't care.
I'm gonna turn into a villain. I didn't do shit to none of you.
Wendy's mom started saying that she has a shrine. She's doing voodoo on you?
My mom worships our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. At day, by night, she's submitting names to shrines.
This is the demon coming to get us.
I got the motherfucking bazooka. Come at me the again.
Just shut up.
No,
shut up.
I'm not shutting up.
Shut up. I ain't listening to your raggedy ass.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah. Okay, so as y'all can see, well, as you hear, you can go catch the trailer on YouTube. Just type in Real Housewives of Potomac Season 8 trailer, and it'll pop right up for you if you want to see the visual. But as you heard, is it heard? Yeah. As you heard from the clip, y'all, I'm sorry, I'm tired, and I'm trying to get this in for International Podcast Day, which you would catch on September 30th on all my platforms. All 15 of them, okay? All 15 platforms, they're all everywhere you can find a podcast. But back to The Real Housewives of Potomac. But the trailer definitely gave us insight to everything that's going to be happening. There is a new housewife among us, and her name is Nikai Ahim, a successful lawyer and first-generation Nigerian-American from a well-to-do family who was recently married to a surgeon and has recently moved into a grand new house in the heart of Potomac. She told her husband, "Thanks for buying me a $2 million house." She was boasting, "My daddy's a rich bitch, and he made sure his daughter's a rich bitch, too." So is her daddy gay? You're calling your daddy a rich bitch. Or you was just, you know, giving ode to NeNe Leakes, which I love that. Shout out to NeNe Leakes. Like we said, catch her podcast interview with Bethany Frankel as well when you listen to your podcast. After you listen to this, go listen to everything I told y'all to go listen to today, okay? Because I want y'all to be in the know. And I want y'all to be able to talk about these shows as they come out with me. So let's just go through this trailer. It's the show drops November 5th. So we're also waiting on Married to Medicine, which I heard is dropping in November as well. So we'll be able to watch both shows consecutively. We'll be having a great winter for TV, y'all. Okay, because a lot of different stuff has just recently dropped. So Michael Darby is suing Candace, I guess, for some of the salacious things that she was saying about Michael in, you know, the public eye or whatever. We also saw that Wendy and Mia were getting along. They were holding fingers. If you look into the trailer, you'll see that as well. So I like to see that because we know that their relationship has been rocky and they have hated each other. Well, I don't think it was hate. I just think that Mia was sort of jealous and envious of Wendy's life. And she kind of like portrayed that. She kind of like mirrored that. Projected that insecurity onto Wendy when they got into it, you know, in their beginning seasons. Ashley is undergoing a divorce with Michael Darby. He's just so yuck. I hate him. But she has new tits. They are Demi and I don't know what the fuck she said. Demi and Diamond. I think that's what she said. Yeah, Demi and Diamond is the name of the tits, which I think is a cute name for your new tits. So she's glowing a little bit, like, you know, that woman glow after they go through a divorce. Like, she's looking good. She's showing the ex that I can get a man. I can still look good. I don't need you. So I love when women go through that phase because it's just showing that they're so, like, badass and, like, Rihanna rated R. Like, bitch, yeah. Yeah, like you beat my ass, but I'm coming right back with that sauce. And they came back right with the sauce. So, shout out to Rihanna. We love you. Please drop an album, bitch. We are waiting, okay? Well, maybe she was just letting Beyonce get her time. Sorry, y'all, I'm drifting off like that, but I just thought about that. But also, we see that they were joking around about Wendy being the new Grand Dame. And I know Karen hates that, you know. So it's just funny. We also saw that, you know, Wendy was still picking at Karen a little bit. You know, they had a drawn face of Karen and her mole. And they started saying, and the two little hairs that come out of your mole. So they're picking at Karen a little bit. But, you know, Karen always has fun with the girls. Giselle and her date, she's dating Jason Cameron from Winter House of Bravo. If you guys don't know, you can check out that show in your meantime. I don't watch the show, but a lot of people say it's good, so I'm gonna try to watch it one day. I don't know, it's just awkward. She started dancing around him and she was like, "You want me to keep dancing? You want me to keep dancing?" Like, very childish, like annoying type of partner type, like, and doing stupid shit, and he's just like, yeah, keep dancing. Like, okay, like, this bitch is crazy, but oh well, I love the bitch, you know. That's how it is. It was kind of awkward, but I could tell, you know, probably they do have some type of chemistry. I don't know how long it's gonna last on the show, because Giselle never can keep a man on the show.
A few moments later.
After that, there's nothing left, you know, with her. She's just single on the show, coming for everybody else's marriages. So we'll see how long this lasts for her. Also, Ashley and Mia get into a argument about them possibly trapping each other's husbands. You know, like, Ashley was like, no, Mia was like, "Did you trap Michael Darby?" or whatever the case may be. And Ashley kind of responded back with the same thing. You know, "Did you do the same thing, you know, with your whorish ways?" Because really, in all honestly, we can say that Wendy probably, I mean, not Wendy, that Mia was probably a whore back in the day. I'm sorry to say that about her, but, you know, based off the evidence from the show and the things she said about her being a stripper and the fact that her and her husband do handoffs with people in the bedroom and they're comfortable with all that stuff and they go out and flirt with each other's, you know, prospective friends, and they, it's just crazy. It's a crazy storyline for her. But, you know, all in all, that's how I feel. I'm sorry. But we see them get into it, so we'll have to see how that plays out. Mia's also going through a public divorce right now. So she's separated from Gordon. It's playing out in the show, and it's playing out in real time, actually, right now, on the media. So we're just waiting to see how all of that pans out. Me and Karen was arguing in a clip on the trailer, and I don't know what that's about. I don't know how they started, you know, falling out, but Karen called me a whore, just like I said, you know. So Ashley and Candace are fighting again. That's nothing out of the unusual, you know, that they're always fighting. They're always fighting. They love each other secretly. They're like the sisters that love each other, but they fight so much that they hate each other. But they still love each other deep down, if you know what I'm saying. Because we all have, maybe we all have that sibling, I don't know. But some families do have those type of siblings. Giselle comes for Robin and her marriage. She basically says, you know, the stuff that Juan is doing, girl, is making you look like a clown. And she's calling out her friend, but a lot of other bloggers, and I agree with them, they're basically saying they think it's just the producers forcing Giselle and this storyline, because people have said throughout the season that Giselle doesn't come for Robin. And, you know, they feel like she's just her lap dog. And I can understand that. So we'll just see how that plays out. I think it's just for TV, like they say. I think the producers are just pushing that narrative because they want us to shut up, but we're not going to shut up about it because we still hate Green Eye Bandits. You could tell that Juan still hates Robin by the way he moves and the things that he say in the clips. Like, he don't give a fuck. He basically said, I don't give a fuck to Robin, to her face. And he cheated with the girl out in Georgetown. The rumors that Karen was spewing out in season 7, at the end of season 7, before Robin didn't disclose her husband cheating. She knew all along, but the way you're crying and going about it on the trailer, it doesn't seem like you didn't know, you know? So we'll just have to see how that plays out. I just don't think Juan loves Robin. And it's just a conditional thing for the kids until the kids get 18 and move on out. I think it's going to be done with, you know. So we also see the new girl get into it with Wendy. They're both from Nigeria. And I hate the fact that they're both going to be arguing and going back and forth, because I would want them to be friends instead. But the new girl basically accused Wendy's mom of doing voodoo. And I see that, you know, in the trailer that like a pan had fell over and it started catching on fire. And then the new girl decided to take a jab, you know, basically saying that's your mom doing the voodoo. And I don't know where this is coming from. We'll have to see how that plays out in the trailer. But I am excited for this new season. Shout out to the Real Housewives of Potomac, ladies. Y'all always know the assignment is better than Real Housewives of Atlanta, because they don't listen to the fans when we say bring back our girls, the OGs, to Real Housewives of Atlanta. Y'all will have a show again. They just won't hear us, but it is what it is. We'll see how that plays out in the future, because I'm pretty sure we'll start hearing things about Real Housewives of Atlanta again around March or April. But until then, we'll hear things that's going on in the background, like production-wise. So that's all I have for you guys today on International Podcast Day. Yes, so shout out to everybody for tuning in and listening to my show. I love all of you guys, and for all the haters out there that continue to keep me in your group chats and talk shit about me and throw shade at my platform, you know, just do your work, do your research, and it is what it is. I could type my name in Google and so much will come up. We could type your name in Google and nothing of, you know, notoriety will come up. And it's just, you know,
I'm not gonna just go in on people anymore like I used to, but I am gonna talk shit. It's 5:18 currently p.m. as I'm recording that. That's my birthday. That's good luck. Thank you, God. I always take things like that as a sign, and I am going to continue to do my work. I'm going to continue to work on myself and who I am. I'm going to continue to put myself out there, continue to have fun, continue to move forward and progress in life, because I believe that there's so much more for me out there that I have not tapped into. I'm only 31 years old, and there's so much I haven't seen. There's so much that I want to do that I haven't done. Like, I want a book to come out. I want to have my own EP come out one day. I want to be on television. That's my ultimate goal. But I want to do it the organic way. I don't want handouts. Of course, I have friends that are in the industry. Sometimes I hit them up to see what opportunities are out there. And, you know, a lot of people have let me down. I have got a lot of no's. I'm also trying to be into the entertainment industry as far as, like, concerts and production go. Like, I want to be those people behind the scenes that are able to help celebrities that we love and the music that we love. Like, those moments are everything to me when I go to a concert, and I always have connections with these artists, and I always have connections with the people that are working behind stage, and it's just such a great feeling. It's like, that's where I feel like I should be, and that's where I'm gonna work hard to get to. And I continue to thank Power 109 Radio for giving me a platform, a safe space to be me, unapologetically. And I'm always grateful for you guys. Make sure you tune in to my radio show where I play music every Sunday on Power 109 Radio, the app, at 5 p.m. I play classics. I play new music. I give Nicki Minaj her flowers during my set because I know that other radio stations aren't. And I know that I have the power to change someone's life. And I also want to, you know, work for her as well one day, possibly. So, Nicki, if you hear this, you know, I love you. You know I love you. You know, you've seen me on your timeline. We always interact. You laugh at things that I say. You respond to me all the time. You like my comments on different platforms. You know, you know I exist. And I don't care what nobody out there says about me loving this woman, because this woman saved my life at a time where I felt like I had nobody, you know. And over the years, she's continued to show me how to be business savvy, how to be a driving force, how to showcase my talent, and always, you know, get my education, making sure that that's the important factor in everything. Like, she pushed that on me as well. Like, y'all don't understand. I have things that are signed by her in my house. Like, y'all don't understand. I went to the VMAs. I was backstage. I'm in a legendary picture behind her. Like, I have made moments with this woman, and she knows that I exist. This woman told me she saw me during the VMAs all throughout the building at her hotel that night of the VMAs. Like, so I don't care what y'all say about me. I don't care if y'all think it's cheesy, if it's corny to like Nicki Minaj, because it's not. You know, she's a person. She's a human as well. She has music that stands the test of time as well. Like, music like Moment for Life, The Night Is Still Young, Win Again, Envy, so much. It's so many songs. Here I Am, that's my favorite song. Here I Am, if you want to know who I am, like, my favorite song by Nicki Minaj is Here I Am. And there's so much that she says in that song that is just amazing. And she said, "Why is it that you can only see the worst in me? I swear sometimes it feel like it nurtures me. Man, keep it all real's kinda hurting me. I can say I'm done with it, but it lurks in me. So honestly, I'm a, you know, like, listen, like, just go listen to those lyrics, y'all. Like, oh, it's amazing. It explains who I am. It explains my desire to be heard. It explains that I'm human. I make mistakes. Don't be mad at me. You know, let's work through it together. I've hurt some people back in the day. I've hurt people in present day, you know, and I'm human. I have emotions. So if I hurt someone, it's because I'm hurt. You know, hurt people hurt people. That's what they say. And we're all not perfect. Everybody has hurt someone at one point or another in their life, whether intentionally or unintentionally. So we have to also remember that as people, we can't continue to come for people and say things about them, you know, when we have our own flaws. So that's my TED Talk. I have a lot of things coming up in the pipeline, a lot of important interviews that I'm excited about. I can confirm the Jackie McGee. I know that was supposed to come out earlier this month, but she had some things that she had to do. So look out for the Jackie McGee interview. You know, she's on the Make It Last Forever track with Keith Sweat. So this is going to be legendary for me. I have also been in talks with Mr. Kerryon Franklin. You know, the Kirk Franklin documentary recently came out and it was very emotional. So I've been in contact with him. But after the documentary, I have not talked to him. But I know that we will be working. So I know he's probably taking time. So shout out to Kerryon Franklin. As well, I can't wait to work with you when it comes to getting you out there, telling your story, putting your music out there on my platform as well. So we'll make sure that that happens. Let's see, what else is there that I can share with you guys right now? But I do have things in the pipeline that I'm working on for this new season. So I'm excited, you guys. So make sure you tune in. I know this has been a long show, but you guys deserve it, especially my international listeners and subscribers. I love you guys. Thank you for keeping me on the charts. And once this drops, I know that, you know, we'll be right back on the charts in no time. So, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me. Turk Bish.
Turk Bish.
It's your boy Turk Bish here with Power 109 Radio. I'm here with Letticy. Shout out to Letticy.
Thanks for having me. Hey Turk, Power 109 Radio. I'm excited to be here.
Hey, I always listen.
Tune in 24/7. Power 109 Radio.